Welcome to Running on Indy, episode 3. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking with Liz Navarra, the Senior Director of Marketing and Development for Back of My Feet Indianapolis, and Back of My Feet member Wes Doty.
Before we get started with all that, I'd like to thank our sponsors, 361. Keep listening for details, and we're going to find out how you listeners can win a free pair of 361 running shoes.
All right, let's get into the interview. So, Liz, I'm sure like not everybody listening knows about Back of My Feet. It's a great organization. I think you would be the appropriate person to tell the audience about it as opposed to me. So you want to go ahead and set us up and let us know about Back of My Feet.
Sure. Back on My Feet is a national nonprofit organization that combats homelessness through the power of running, community support, and essential employment and housing resources. We're in 12 cities across the country, including Indianapolis, which is where we are today. And our mission is helping those experiencing homelessness move their lives forward. So here in Indy, we partner with two residential facilities, the Hoosier Veterans Assistance Foundation and Wheeler Mission Ministries. In 3 days a week at 5:45 in the morning, we have members from the facilities and some of our other partner facilities like Pathway to Recovery, which is where Wes is currently lives, and he'll share more about that in a little bit. And we have community volunteers come out and we run, walk. We are open to all paces, all abilities. And then as our members progress through the running program, we provide them with opportunities for job skills training, educational training, financial literacy courses. If they're interested in going back to school, we'll work with them to help get back to school. If they want to search for employment. So we'll do resume building workshops, interview skills, and then we'll take their resumes that they create in these resume building workshops. We will then reach out to some of our employment partners like the JW Marriott or other White Lodging Properties, which is a hotel property management group. We also have partners that are landscaping companies. We'll work with the member to see what fits for them, what they would like to do, and then help them find employment, secure employment, what to do once they maintain employment. That's when we incorporate that financial literacy piece, working on a budget, savings, credit, debit, all of that good stuff that we might know or might not know so well. I always learn a lot in our financial literacy courses. There's always something new. At the end of the day, we're really trying to help them move themselves out of homelessness, better themselves, becoming ingrained and want to give back to their local community and help others, like which is Wes. He's considered an alumni member. He comes back and runs with our members, which sets a great example for those going through the program, showing them that, like, hey, I see Wes. He's accomplishing all these awesome things. If he can do it, I can do it. A big part of our program outside of finding going back to school, finding jobs. We also assist with housing as well, is building that community, having that sense of team, camaraderie, also boosting members' self-confidence and feelings of self-worth, which I'm sure Wes can speak more to more eloquently than I can. Just helping people in Indianapolis.
That sounds great. And what a great organization. I've been a little bit of a part of it, but met some really great people. Blake, you want to take it from the next question here?
Yes. Wes, I think I've known you for a couple months now. Became pretty good friends. Would you mind telling our listeners your personal story and how you got started in Back on My Feet, where you came from, and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Maybe I should stick with a G-rated version. That way, all the listeners don't shut the podcast off right now.
I mean, just speak from the heart, man. You can tell us whatever. Yeah. Like I said, it's a podcast. This isn't radio, so
yeah,
you can say whatever you feel comfortable.
Well,
let flow.
As a kid, I grew up with my mom and dad, and I had three brothers. We we had a pretty decent childhood in regards to we got to travel, and I played a lot of sports. I was really good at all the sports that I played. I remember what's crazy about everything is it's such a blur, because I started experimenting with drugs, and at such an early age, I remember trying pot for the first time when I was 7 years old. My oldest brother got me started doing that, but at the age of 13 is where it all kind of went downhill for me. I remember being curious about drugs, and I remember trying them and instantly getting hooked. Like with a lot of people, you hear them talk about they have like a experimental stage, and like everybody takes that risk of just trying drugs for the first time. But with me, I tried that first drug, and I instantly found like I felt comfort, and I felt like love that I've not experienced before. So I remember consciously at such a young age thinking to myself, wow, I'm in some trouble. And it was funny to me being so young and admitting that to myself and remembering that, and just knowing that it was going to be a painful ride, and accepting it. That's what was crazy about it all. And so after that, my entire lifestyle changed, and it was all directed towards that. And so it led me to getting in trouble. I didn't finish school. I got expelled. Went to boys' school for things that I was doing to get drugs, and it just consumed my life in every way you can think. And it prevented me from doing the things I've always wanted to do. It prevented me from being a friend, from being a son, a brother. It demolished all those things, and it just quickly led downhill to where it progressed to where I was kicked out of my mom's house when I was 16, and so basically I've been homeless from the day I got kicked out, and you know, just hopping from couch to couch, never having a really solid place to stay home. And you know, it led me into what a lifetime of drugs does to somebody. It led me to jails, institutions, and multiple times death. And I know everybody that cared for me or knew me was they couldn't hold on to it anymore, because they knew that if they stayed real close to me, they were gonna lose me. You know, that it was that real. And I don't realize that until now, like what I thought I was hurting myself, but really I'm putting everybody around me is hurting. And I wound up in Indianapolis. I got in 2015, my mom, for my Christmas present, she paid for a detox at a rehab facility in Indy. And after that, I stayed clean for, it was 6 months after, and I slipped up and relapsed and instantly was out on the street again. I was living downtown Indy for 5 or 6 months, quite literally using my backpack for a pillow and like a hoodie I would have for a blanket. But it was a sad, I can't even say life, it was a sad existence. And so, I mean, it took me a little bit of more pain of that, and I don't know what snapped in me, what happened, but I woke up one day and I was done. I have a 4-year-old daughter, by the way, and amongst all this, and you know, something happened. I can't tell you exactly today what it was, but I went and seeked help you know, and I remember getting to Pathway to Recovery with three bags. I had one on rollers, and then I had two bags I was carrying. And I showed up at their porch, and they had me fill out like an application and stuff, and so there was no room at the moment when I did the application, but they said keep coming back, and you know, hopefully something will happen and we can get you in. So I stayed on the street for three more nights, but I kept coming back. I was determined to find somewhere to go and do, like, it was just, I was wasting myself away downtown. But I got in, and on October 13th, 2016, and from that point on, I haven't looked back. Through Pathways, where I got introduced to the back of my feet, and I wasn't a runner. I was a good athlete back in the day, or when I would just play sports anytime. I was good at what I did usually, but I didn't know I was good. I didn't know anything about running, but I knew I had to do something different, and so I gave it a shot. Someone from back on my feet came and offered the program, and I showed up the next day and found out that I love running, and it's not just like a hobby love. It's like something that's always been inside me, and it was like a way of I don't know. I just know it's been inside me the whole time.
Yeah, man. And me and Blake have both run with you, and you can tell you have that passion. Like, we were doing, we were doing a hill workout, and you just seemed like so happy to be there. And usually man, we're doing this hard work. And usually people are like, this sucks. And you just got that big smile on your face and just loving it. It could tell. It's really made a huge difference. So the first day when you show up on Back of My Feet at 5:45 in the morning, I mean, super early. Like, what was that like?
It was rough getting up.
Oh, yeah.
It started to get easier, though. And it was cool to see other people and to the encouraging. That's why I learned that helping others is the best medicine for anything, I think. And it became addicting, and hence the addictive personality. But I see all these people all these people that are like, just doing it, you know what I mean? They don't have to be there, but I just see them smiling in the morning, and I wanted it, you know, I wanted that. So I just kept coming, and I just kept running.
If people like are familiar with runners, they typically have an addictive personality, and it consumes their life. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
To totally identify with that. So what kind of races have you done so far? Since you've started running with Back of My Feet? Because, I mean, it's only been like a year now.
Yeah, it's...
Almost a year.
Yep, December 5th.
Yeah, I was going to say, he joined in December, so not
not even a year yet.
Time to start.
Yeah, so it's cold, too.
So it's a little chilly, but he stuck with it.
Yeah, and you've done some races. Like you said, you've done several.
I've done a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like a ton. Mm-hmm. I want to say I've done like 20 or...
Wow.
Yeah, so like... my very first race was a resolution. It was on January 1st. It was a 5K. And it was funny because I remember my very first one, I was smoking cigarettes at this point, by the way. I remember how sloppy I was with the whole, just everything about running. I was wearing shorts underneath rip-off pants, you know. And, and that my shorts would be falling down underneath my pants during the race. But yeah, I mean, also this has got me to quit smoking. So I do vape, but I don't smoke.
Yeah,
and
man.
That's gonna quit too eventually. So
yeah, it's one step at a time for sure.
I was gonna say the other races I've done a ton. I've done two half marathon races, the Carmel and then the Mini, and both of those went really well.
Yeah, so. And what are you training for now?
I'm training for the big race. I'm training for is the Monumental Marathon.
Monumental Marathon. So you're gonna take on a marathon, and you haven't even been running for a year yet. That's awesome, man. That's really cool. That's like a bucket list for most people.
Yes.
The one thing I've noticed about Wes since I've known him, especially that workout that you joined me and Jesse on, like, you didn't quit. Like, I was like, look, man, you don't have to finish the whole thing, but if I recall, you did the whole entire thing.
So yeah, it was hot that day, too, I think. Yeah.
I mean, he finished the whole thing. He did the whole hill loop, and that's not an easy loop.
Yeah, I remember you saying at the end, it's like, so this is how you get fast. Yeah. So I was wondering.
you know what's funny, because I just remember seeing dust in front of me from you guys going so fast.
You held your own, especially for someone that's only been running a year. Me and Blake have been doing this our whole lives, and you were not that far back. You can tell you have a lot of potential and a lot of love for this. I mean, you are always welcome to run with us, because that just seeing you run that day just like inspired me to want to run harder.
That's awesome.
And to be more impressive too, for listeners to know, like the 5 minute mile, breaking the 5 minute mile is a pretty big deal. You know, it's kind of a, most people like, you know, that's something they want to do. Not anybody can break the 4 minute mile, but the 5 minute mile is a challenge that you work hard enough, you can try to do. You did it less than a year of running.
That's amazing.
That's pretty phenomenal. So I remember when I started running, it took me a long time. But you did it less than a year. So I was like, and you did it. What was your time?
4:55.
4:55. So you did it pretty good too. So it was impressive. Yeah.
And also, pretty recently, you did the back on my feet relay. But you didn't just do that solo. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing there?
Yeah,
because I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the Joseph Maley Foundation. Yep. They do races, and they have.
We have a partnership with the Joseph Maley Foundation, and their mission is helping kids of all abilities. So they focus on kids with physical disabilities. Kids with autism or on the spectrum, different things like that, just to provide them a normal childhood so they can experience things. One of those being sports. They have JMF Fitness. They do cheerleading, swimming, running, basketball, baseball, any sport, you name it. They have a program for that. And we, Back on My Feet, partnered with the Joseph Maley Foundation in their Run Together program. So they have joggers, and they have their athletes or students, and individuals can push them in races. I've pushed them in a couple, and it's not easy. Wes and a team of five other individuals pushed
Kiera.
Yeah,
yes. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, I saw her several times that day, and she had the biggest smile on her face.
She's done several marathons, half marathons. This is her second time participating in our marathon relay. But I'll let you share more about your experience pushing her.
It was absolutely amazing. Like, you know, just to see the joy on her face, it just, nothing compares to that, I promise. And I wish I would have known a long time ago the benefits of helping people, you know, and seeing that real joy out of them. But yeah, it was really fun. She was having a blast. I remember in the middle of the race, she got a phone call on her phone. She was sitting there talking, trying to explain what's going on. But,
and it's like 90 degrees.
Of a race. Yeah, it's so hot.
And you're like,
Yeah,
it was bad. It was real fun, man. Everybody's real supportive, you know, and she's famous.
She is
definitely
famous.
She was
super cool. That smile, it's infectious.
Yes, so. I agree. Yeah.
She was sort of like their test pilot for the Run Together program, and it grew from there. Through one of our volunteers, he kind of came up with this idea with the JMF staff, and she was their little, test student, and she fell in love with running and that whole experience, and then they just grew their program from there. So,
well, Liz, I'll tell you something. What I've just listened to Wes's story, and I know he mentioned that he went to a lot of facilities over his life, and it seems like none of them really panned out, which is a big testament to Back on My Feet, because that's the one that got him on his feet, and I think that's a really awesome thing and how powerful you guys are. Granted, it does take the person to want it,
right.
but still, for you guys to have this program, mm-hmm. and of all the detox and all the things that he went through, mm-hmm. it was Back on My Feet that saved him, and running.
Mm-hmm.
And so running does a lot of good, not just
definitely.
It mm-hmm. kind of gets you, because like you said, if you get up at 5:30 mm-hmm. and run, you can get up at 5:30 and get a job.
And
you
know something about with so, yeah. running too, it's the group atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You're in it together. And I've heard other members talk before, it's like the first time they've ever got some encouragement, mm-hmm. and like if someone told them they did a good job, like mm-hmm. like maybe the first time in their life, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I love how it's self-goal oriented, and like, so everyone's always shooting for their own personal best, personal record, and so it just, I think that's what's so cool about it is, like even just you have a set goal in mind every run, right? And so you hit goal after goal after goal every single time you run. So it gets your mind, like, you know, just goal oriented.
Yeah. So you're achieving things,
mm-hmm.
and like just knocking that off, and then like you probably started with a 5K, and then you mm-hmm. knocked off that half marathon, and now you're gonna do that marathon. It's just like it's such a great feeling when you. It's when you train for something and you get to it and you just knock it out of the park, it's an amazing feeling, and I'm sure you're feeling that.
Man, I'm excited, yeah.
And the thing about running too as well, Wes, it's a really good thing for you, because with running, it's something you have to do every day. There is no off season. You quit, you know, you backtrack. Mm-hmm. So with you, it's like if you quit moving forward and your goals, you're gonna backtrack. So running is a good thing for you to pick up. It just teaches, like, you got to do it every day. You can't give up. It's
although I have been a proponent awesome. Of taking a little bit of time off from here. To
Well, there's no time for quitters in running.
So,
you know, like you can't awesome. You can't be a quitter and be a runner. It's just it doesn't work.
We talked a little bit about the Back of My Feet relay, and I'm sure our audience would like to hear a little bit about that, Liz. It's like
sure.
put on their race calendar for next year. You want to just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, definitely. So throughout the year, since we are a small nonprofit, we run very lean, and some of our biggest fundraisers are events, one of them being our marathon relay. This year it was September 24th. We typically have it end of September, early October. We'll have the date down soon. We can definitely share it so everyone can get it on their calendar for 2018. But what it is we split up a marathon distance, so the 26.2, via a 2.2-mile loop in White River State Park. And so teams of 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6 individuals can run that marathon distance, and we say they run a marathon, or they race a marathon relay style. And so I know you were on a team of 4, Blake, is that right?
Yes, the Runners Form team
yes.
finished second place. Just throwing
and
that
then
out there.
Jesse was on a team of 2 with
his
wife, Diana.
Finished third place overall, not behind, too far behind the 4-person team of
mm-hmm.
Blake over here.
Yes. And then Wes was on a 6-person team pushing the joggers. So it's just a great way to get the community to come out, see our program. We do place members on team, which is a great way to integrate our program with people from the community, folks from the community, running community. It's open to all paces and all abilities, just like our program. We had super fast runners, like all of you here. And then we had some run walkers. We had some very dedicated walkers out there. It was very warm this year. I promise next year we will have perfect running weather.
You know, even though it was hot, though, I felt like there was an energy, and like everybody
mm-hmm.
was so encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
It was
the first time I did it, and I'm definitely going to do it again, because it was just so cool to be out there for a good cause.
Awesome.
And just enjoying it with everybody. So.
And the 2.2 lap, it's not that bad.
It no.
Because you're always around people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you're done really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially
it makes
when you
it
do it 11
easier.
Times.
Yeah. I was curious how many times you did it, because I saw Diana finish.
No, I did 10, yeah.
I saw Diana finish. I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
But I saw you run a lot.
Yeah, she did the first
awesome.
And the last lap,
good
and I did all the middle, so she got all the glory. It was pretty,
she got
she,
okay.
Yeah, she got
awesome.
The finish. It was really cool.
That's
we
good.
Had a good time. It was so much fun. So.
Good.
Well, Liz, so if there's anybody out there that would like to get involved with Back on My Feet, whether it be volunteering or whether it be just do what Wes did, seeking help, what is the best way for them to get up with you guys?
So if you're interested in volunteering, we do, you can come out and run with us a couple times a week. We're open. We know people. Life gets busy. We have volunteers come out 3 days a week. Some come out once a month. Just check out our website. We do volunteer orientations twice a month. And our website is indianapolis.backonmyfeet.org. We also have lots of other, for non-runners, lots of other volunteer opportunities as well. We partner with lots of races throughout the year, like the Monumental Marathon or the Carmel Marathon. And in exchange for our members to participate, we support them with volunteer support, mostly staffing water stations. So always looking for water station volunteers. With our events like the marathon relay, of course, we need race day volunteers. It takes a lot of people to put on a race. We also have planning committees with that. If you're interested in learning about event planning, again, all this can be found on our website, indianapolis.backonmyfeet.org. Check it out, and all of our staff information's on there. Lena Burt is our program director, and she's a great resource of knowledge on lots of different things. So if you know someone that is living in a facility and needs a kick in the rear to get their life going forward, Lena's a great person to talk to and help facilitate that. Check out our website, indianapolis.backonmyfeet.org, for more information.
Awesome. And I just want to close with one last thing with Wes. You've probably already touched on this a little bit, but can you tell us a little bit one more time about what Back on My Feet is meant to you and where you see yourself going in the future?
Back on My Feet has been one of the sole differences in my recovery, so basically my life up to now, honestly, and it's a great outlet to make a change when you're trying to find something, even if you're not a runner, just trying to find something to do something different, and I think that's what has been so amazing about it. And like I said, all the people that's involved with it, the volunteers and the staff, it's just, it's meant everything to me. It's meant the difference between life and death, honestly. And, you know, what I see for my future is being a good father to my daughter, Maine. That's the main thing I see. And I see myself continuing to just move forward and just stick with it. Maybe go to the Olympics one day.
All right. Yeah, man.
Documented. Got that.
I said it and put it out there, so it's gonna happen.
Yeah, they said the first thing you need to do to achieve a goal is to say it out loud. Now everybody's gonna hear this now.
Well, so, now you're on social media.
Yes.
So now you just put yourself up for ridicule.
Yeah. Hey.
No, yes. So you gotta do it.
Anybody that ridicules Wes can come talk to me, man.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and thank you, Liz, and thank you, Wes.
No problem.
We totally loved having you here today. Amazing, great things that Back of My Feet are doing. Your story is amazing, Wes. It's really meant a lot to us. So, all right, Liz, you mentioned at one point that the Back of My Feet isn't just a local thing. It's a national organization. Do you want to just kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. As mentioned earlier in the interview, we are in 12 cities nationwide from coast to coast. And we were founded in Philadelphia in 2007. So we're celebrating 10 years this year, which is pretty awesome. And nationally, we have served more than 6,000 individuals experiencing homelessness or at-risk individuals. And combined, our members across the country have logged more than 500,000 miles And 4,500 members have found employment or have become housed. So we are slowly working to combat the issue of homelessness across the country. And again, Jesse's going to mention a special contest that's going on. And anytime you come out and run with us, or if you even are able to give back even a small donation monetarily, that makes a huge impact. Your dollar goes a long way in our organization across the country. So know if you're giving here locally or if you're giving in Los Angeles, you're making a big impact for the homelessness issue across the country.
Yeah, it's a very worthwhile cause, like we've said before. You're definitely making an impact. And I just want to say thank you, Liz. Thank you, Wes.
Yeah.
Amazing talking with both of you. We truly loved having you on here. We can tell that you're both very passionate. And I mean, this was really great stuff. We really appreciate it.
I'd like to say one thing before we close. For all you ladies out there, Wes is single.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And he's mighty good looking. So just throwing that out there.
All right.
Awesome. On that note, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, I want to thank 361 today for allowing us to come here and doing an interview with Wes and Liz and sharing their stories and promoting Back on My Feet. So I'd like to give them a shout out and thank them for sponsoring this
and bringing it all together.
Yeah.
So next show, it's gonna be the Runner's Wives edition. We're gonna be talking about support networks. We're gonna have both our wives on here giving you all the nitty gritty about the behind the scenes of living with us two. So it should be a pretty humorous episode, to say the least.
For all the kids out there, earmuffs.
And as we said before, we teased it a little bit through the show, we're going to be giving away a free pair of 361 running shoes. And to win this this week's free pair of shoes, we're going to have a link on our blog. It's a fundraising link for Back of My Feet. You click on it, you give a minimum donation of $5. You can definitely give more if you want, and we encourage that, but $5 is all you need. And with that $5, you are entered to the raffle to win a free pair of shoes. And we're gonna, all the details on when that's all happening will be on our blog, and the blog is runningonindy.com. And make sure you also, while you're at it, check out our Twitter page, our Instagram, follow us on both, like us on Facebook. They're all Running on Indy, just like our blog. And then make sure that you're sharing our episodes if you enjoyed it. If you didn't, share it anyway and tell everybody, like, you gotta listen to this, they're so terrible. It still gets us listeners. So we appreciate it. So so once again, I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
Make sure to keep
running on Indy.